Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We studied earlier that the curse is over the whole face of the planet. Sin and death has messed up God's creation. Just waking up in the morning and breathing can be a dangerous thing to do. Much less going out and moving around. There are thousands of ways you can be destroyed every time you move and do anything. We shouldn't be shocked that destruction happens. That's what's happening everywhere. The exception is being kept, being protected. That's the difference. And that's where you and I should have a tremendous advantage over unbelievers. We should be kept. It's God's will. But who's it up to? How close we stay. Can you see Jesus looking at the city? Oh, Jerusalem, how many times I would have gathered you under the wings, under the protection. He went on to say in verse 35, Luke 13, 35, behold, your house is left to you desolate. What does that mean? You're going to be destroyed. Why? Because it's the will of God? No. What's His will? He's already described His will. How many times I would have gathered you, put my arms around you, put my protective hedge around you, put my power around you, where nobody could touch you, where nobody could hurt you, where nobody could get to you.
Yes.
But what? You wouldn't. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't let me do it. Now see, a whole lot of people don't believe that. They believe God is God, and when He wants something to happen, He's going to do it. No, no. Read the Scriptures. Jesus said, you wouldn't let me do it. You wouldn't. You would not. You would not what? You wouldn't come to me. You wouldn't get under me. You wouldn't receive me. You wouldn't let me do this for you. This is the truth. Not what a lot of people preach. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So He's not going to be inside with you unless you open the door and let Him in. This is the truth. Your house is left to you desolate. And I say, you won't see me until the time comes where instead of rejecting Him, you say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Instead of rejecting Him, you receive me. Well, I for one have decided I am not a dumb chickie.
Amen.
How many smart chickies do I have in here? Come on, let me see. Smart chickies. Smart chickies. Psalm 63, don't turn there, just Psalm 63, 7 and 8. Here's a smart chickie. The psalmist said, because you've been my help, therefore, and this is the fifth time I guess we've seen this phrase. Because you've been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. You know what else under the shadow of His wings is? Party Central. It's party time. Why? You can poke your head around and go, nah, 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 nah. You can't get me. You can rejoice. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to live in dread. You are secure. You're kept. Though 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, it won't happen to you. Not because you're better than everybody else, but because you're a smart chickie. What do smart chickies do? Keep reading. My soul follows hard after you, and your right hand upholds me. Why? The right hand of God is the most powerful thing in the universe. Whew, the hand of God. He can wipe away all your enemy's efforts just like that. Whew, just like that. But how do you allow the right hand of God to uphold you? My soul follows hard. What does that mean? Close. Smart chickie follows so close and so tight that if mama hen stops, they're going to run their head into their back. Go, oh, sorry, mama. Didn't know you was going to stop. Then you got independent chickies. Don't need. Yes. Do their own thing, chickies. Another name for them is lunch. It's true. Don't go off on your own. Do your own thing. Independent chickies. Defiant chickies. Chickies that don't believe in submission. No, that's archaic. We've outgrown that. Smart chickies follow hard, follow close. Can you say amen? They follow close. 1 Peter 5 and 2 is talking about the shepherds, and now we get into the human shepherds that are part of what God uses to protect. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre but of a ready mind. Did you remember that the scripture also said, submit yourself to those that have the rule over you so that they, you know, can give an account? Because, see, they are partly responsible for your protection. Did you know that? He said, not as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples or examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you'll receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger do what? See, the word submit is a despised word in modern society. It is politically incorrect and unacceptable. What do you mean? Just the word submit. How often do you use it in a sentence? Well, the scripture tells us all of us are to submit ourselves to God. The Bible said the younger are to submit themselves to the elder. We're told that we're supposed to submit ourselves to those that have the authority over us. I mean, there are numerous scriptures that talk about this. And people see it as a negative thing, as hindering my freedom. But that's the mentality of an independent chick who is not aware of how quickly and easily they can be devoured and destroyed. And they're not aware of what's involved in their protection. God's not trying to cramp your style and dominate over you for no reason. He's trying to protect you, trying to help you, trying to keep you. You got to follow close. My soul follows hard after you. You younger, submit yourself to the elder. All of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Do you see why I read all this about the shepherd and about submission? All this goes together. Why? Why talk about this? You got to be on the watch. Because every day of your life, you have an adversary. And he's like a predator. The devil goes about as a roaring lion, walking about. What's he looking for? Independent chickies. He's looking for stragglers, right? Looking for those that follow afar off. I mean, have you ever watched any of these? Started to say Wild Kingdom, but that's kind of old now, isn't it? National Geographic shows whatever that show the, you know, the tribes, which of the wildebeest or the zebras or the antelope gets picked off. Come on, help me out. The one trailing away from the herd, away from the flock. There's protection in the camp. You know, in the book of Acts, it says they went to their own company. Do you have a company? The Bible said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Why? There are reasons why there's protection. Can you see this? It's a way of staying close to Him and staying under the shadow of His wings and staying in protection. He's seeking whom He may devour. That's just as clear as you can say it. He can't just come take you anytime He wants to. He can't just devour anybody, any believer He wants to, anytime He wants to. He's got to catch you when you're out from under. He's laying for you. He's watching for you to get away from God, quit going to church, quit reading your chapter, unhook from people that God joined you to, start getting involved in ungodly stuff. Not listen to anybody. You don't submit to anybody. You don't listen to anybody until you get completely away from where you're supposed to be and you are exposed and you are unprotected, vulnerable. Now, this is not just my thinking. We've already given you a number of scriptures on this, but let me give you a couple real quickly. Jonah. Jonah got in trouble. Jonah wound up in a terrible storm. Jonah wound up getting thrown overboard. Why? Because he ran from the presence of the Lord. Running from the presence of the Lord, what else was he running from? His protection. He got out from under the shadow of His wings. He's out of His will. He's running away from God. He's running away from His call. He's in disobedience. That's how he got in so much trouble.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me